On the line with us this morning, G. Scott Thomas of Business First. Good morning.
Morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much. A couple of things that Business First has been dabbling in, dealing with college and college readiness for area students. First, let's get into that just a little bit about college readiness for area students. What are your findings?
Well, the State Education Department puts out something called the Aspirational Performance Measure, which has a nice bureaucratic sound to it, known as the APM rate, which is supposed to measure whether a high school senior is ready for college. You have to get at least an 80 on a Regents math test. You have to get at least a 75 on the Regents English test, and you need to graduate from high school. And if you make all three of those particular achievements, then you have scored on the APM measure. So they went around the state. They found about 40% of the high school seniors in New York State, about 42% upstate, are actually ready to do college work.
That's it. That sounds somewhat stunningly low.
Well, about twice as many do go, if you include two-year and four-year colleges. So what it's saying is that a substantial percentage of the high school students who leave our schools are actually not ready for the next level.
What about from a school district standpoints here? Are we seeing it? Can we break that down?
In our area, we've got two districts that did better than 80%, which means roughly four of every five high school seniors are ready for college-level work. That's Orchard Park and Clarence. On the opposite end, you've got even a smaller city like Salamanca, which has the lowest rate in the region, which is down at 11%. Buffalo is at 13%, Niagara Falls at 19%.
There most certainly has been a focus on college also in another report that you issued earlier, and that is about the toughest colleges to get into in upstate New York. And that, in some regards, not so surprising. I think Cornell was the toughest, if I'm not mistaken. But if you could maybe just give us some thoughts on that list.
Yeah, I certainly don't think that came as much of a surprise, right? Cornell, number one, is what we would all have expected. We just took the latest federal data that's just been released as to the number of applicants and the number of admissions that colleges have had. It's part of a process. We also put together an annual guide to upstate colleges, and we're beginning to accumulate that information. In Cornell's case, they feel that about 43,000 applications a year ago, and they admitted about 6,000 of those students. So that's an acceptance rate of about 14%, which means if you apply, you've got about a 1 in 7 chance of getting in. We printed the top 10. 9 of the 10 are private colleges. The one exception on the public schools is Binghamton University, which is 8th at 44%. It's one of the four main SUNY campuses, and it's the most difficult to get in of any of the SUNY schools.
Still worthwhile information for students who have their aspirations building as they go through high school, how focused they really need to be to get into some of these schools.
Well, it gives you an idea what you face. And in this area, I should say, we don't have any Western New York colleges in the top 10 for upstate. The toughest to get into, based on the latest numbers anyway, is Fredonia, which had an acceptance rate or admission rate of about 53%. UB is a bit behind at 58%.
G. Scott Thomas of Business First, as always, thank you very much for your time.
Jay, thank you.